Axion Estin, ένα πρόγραμμα για τη μουσική μας παράδοση. Από τη βυζαντινή μουσική στο δημοτικό τραγούδι.
Τρία χρόνια
Επιμέλεια και παρουσίαση Άγγελος Λαμπούσης.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of the program Axion Estin. Like every Saturday, here we are today at 12:30 p.m. broadcasting through Cosmos FM WNYE 91.5 FM. Before we begin our program, we would like to thank all the listeners with a positive commentary about the previous shows. It is very satisfying to know that people are listening to our programs and that they are happy with them and they find them educational and noteworthy. During October, the radio program Axion Estin, in a continuous effort to promote the forgotten art form of medieval Byzantine music, is featuring distinguished members of the National Forum of Greek Orthodox Church Musicians. Following the lines of our recent programming, all the in-studio interviews and the commentary have been and will be conducted in English, which is one of the new elements of the program. In today's program, we will be interviewing Dr. George Stefanidakis, a distinguished member of the National Forum of Greek Orthodox Church Musicians. The interview is in two parts. Today we will listen to the first, and the second will be presented next Saturday on October 23rd. The music that will be heard in today's program is mostly a cappella and also includes samples of chants of transcriptions from the Byzantine musical notation to the Western done by Dr. Frank Desby, of whom Dr. Stefanidakis refers to in his interview. The pieces we will be listening to include Anastas o Iisus to Doxastikon, performed by Dimos, Maniatis and Dukas, Anastasos Imera to Ode 6, by Dimos, Maniatis and Dukas. Interestingly enough, and by coincidence, Dr. James Maniatis, who is one of the chanters in some of the pieces that were presented in our program, is the father of the three sisters, which comprise the group Icona. Icona was with us in the studio and provided us an interview that will be presented on October 30th, so tune in then.
Αναστάσω Ιησούς από του τάφου καθώς προείπε, εδώ και νημήν την αιώνιον ζωήν και μέγα έλεγω. Ο παιδάς εκαμπύρουρης αμελός άνθρωπος, βασίος νητός και διαπάθους των θνητών, αφαρσίας ευδιευπρέπεια, ο μόνος ευλογητός των πατέρων Θεός και υπερέμπωσος.
Ενούμεν ευλογούμεν και προσκυνούμεν
και τα φέντα και ξαναστάντα
τριήμερον εκ αφού.
Dear listeners of Cosmos FM and the program Axionistin on Byzantine Chant, we have the pleasure to have with us today here in the studio, the Cosmos FM's studio, Dr. George Stefanidakis. George Stefanidakis, welcome to Axionistin.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
First of all, tell us a few things about your education, and we slowly will move to the reason that you are in this studio. You do some research and several projects in Byzantine chant, but why don't you begin with your education, and slowly we'll take it from there.
Well, my education is a little bit far afield of Byzantine music, but I was educated in Boston, Massachusetts at Northeastern University. I have a PhD in chemical engineering. I spent a couple of years working for Uncle Sam in the U.S. Army, and then went to work for Shell Oil Company in Houston, Texas. I've been there ever since. My interest in music develops all the way from the time I was 15 years old as a member of a choir in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and then eventually just grew into an interest in Byzantine music when I became a member of the choir in Annunciation Cathedral in Houston, Texas.
Why don't you give us some insight about some very interesting projects that you are currently undertaking, and especially the ones that involve Byzantine chant?
Well, I had a very good friend who was a great student of Byzantine music. His name is Dr. Frank Desby. He is also a very well-known composer of Greek Orthodox music. His field was in choral music, also studied very much Byzantine music. He spent a lot of time in the monasteries of Greece, also in the monasteries of Italy in Grotta Ferrata, and became a scholar, I would say, of Byzantine music. But his main field was in the development of choral music for the Greek Orthodox Church. Frank Desby passed away a few years ago, but one of his legacies was the development of a manual for chanters titled The Notation and Transcription and Rendition of Post-Byzantine Chant. Under the auspices of the National Forum of Greek Orthodox Church Musicians, I have been asked to edit and typeset this work of Frank Desby's, which currently exists in manuscript form. And I have been working diligently over a period of the past few years to put this into computer format, so that the National Forum can publish this and make it available to the chanting world, let's say.
It's very interesting that the National Forum of Church Musicians, which I think for the most part is composed of choir members and westernized choir members, helped you or funded you to do such a thing. Because, you know, there's this idea that, let's say, the psalters or whatever representatives you have of Byzantine chant here in the U.S., they don't really cooperate so efficiently. But yet you get to have this project through the National Forum.
Yes, that's the conception that people have. But over the past few years, the National Forum has definitely seen an interest in this area. And I think it's mainly because we have seen some of our older chanters, of course, disappearing from the analogion because of age, because of their passing away. And we've recognized the need for filling those gaps. And also we've recognized the need for doing it in a way that that we don't lose the quality of what we perceive as an art that we really need to preserve. Many of us have been to Greece and have heard the quality of chanting that occurs there in Greece, and we don't want to lose that. And we're striving as much as we know how and applying whatever skills that we have to try to preserve that ancient art.
Φωτίζω, φωτίζω, η νέα Ιερουσαλήμ, η γαδόξα Κυρίου, έπισε ανέτηλε, χορευένει και αργαλουσιών, σίδε αρνείτε που Θεοτόκε, εν τη εγέρση του τόκου σου. Ο άγγελος ευώατη και χαριτωμένη, αρνή Παρθένε χαίρε και πάλι νερό χαίρε, όσος Υιός ανέστη τριήμερος εκ τάφου φωτίζου. Η γαρδάξα Κυρίου έπισε ανέτηλε, χορευένην και αργαλουσιών, σίδε αγνίτε που Θεοτόκε, εν τη εγέρση του τόπου σου.
Why don't you give us some details now? Your book, from what I was reading through before, and it seems, at least for some parts of it, at some sections, like a tutorial. It has small tutorials for people who are willing to learn.
Yeah. Yes. It starts off simply, describing how to transcribe, or let's say it gives the rudiments of the Nipavu that we all know as Byzantine chanters, and then it describes all the neumes, how the structure of the Byzantine neumes are created and how to convert them into Western notation, how the actual music is rendered into Western notation. It progresses slowly in the beginning and then gets more and more complicated. In the end, in the final analysis, we end up with a section of the book which describes each of the ihi modes in very great detail, and describing the systems and the dominant notes and the range of each of the ihi, and finally ends up with the melodic formulas. I guess you'd call them the ideadusa thesis of each of the modes, describing a number of melodic formulas for each of the modes. And the interesting thing here is that it gives many, many, many examples of melodic formulas for each of the modes, so that someone who is using the book can get a very good idea of how each of these modes is constructed, how each of these modes sounds. Ideally, what you'd like to have is a chanter singing these modes and having them and be able to listen to them. But for the sake of consistency and for the sake of time, let's say, what I plan to do is make a synthesized version of these melodic formulas and put them on a CD so that they can be heard for anyone who wants to purchase the book when it's finally completed. We will put the book on a CD so that people can, first of all, see it, it'll be in a computer format like a PDF file, and then they can click on the formula and listen to it. And we hope to be able to put it in a format where the scales and the notes and the systems will be true Byzantine scales. In other words, the synthesizer will be set up to play actual Byzantine intervals.
Are you familiar with this device, the so-called Isokrates?
Yes, I've seen it. I've actually worked with it.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's to me it sounds a little bit tinny. I don't want to be critical, but that's not exactly what I'm looking for. What I'm going to use, and I don't want to, you know, give them a free plug here, but what I'm going to use is the program called Finale. And I have found a way to actually use Finale to play the notes that I want, and it will play the notes actually between, it'll play the tones between the notes on the keyboard. So we will actually be able to duplicate the sound of the actual tones of the Byzantine scales, whether it be 8 mudia or 10 mudia or 20 mudia or whatever.
In case you just tuned in, you are listening to Cosmos FM on 91.5 FM through WNYE and the program Aksionistin. Aksionistin is a bilingual program of the forgotten art form of medieval Byzantine chant. If you like or dislike this radio program, please let us know. Opinions and constructive comments are always welcome. To learn more about the music you are listening to, or to become a sponsor of our initiative, please email us at aksionistin@gaepis.org. Or call us at 718-204-8900.
Κυρίες και κύριοι, την Παρασκευή 5 Νοεμβρίου του 2004, στο ξενοδοχείο Hilton της Νέας Υόρκης, το ελληνικό κοινοφελές ραδιόφωνο Cosmos FM τιμά τον Edmund Kelly, διακεκριμένο καθηγητή, συγγραφέα και μεταφραστή των Καβάφη, Σεφέρη, Ελίτη, Σικελιανού και Ρίτσου με το ετήσιο βραβείο Φιδιππίδης για την ολόψυχη αφοσίωσή του στον ελληνισμό. Τελετάρχης η Κάθριν Βάντερπουλ, αντιπρόεδρος της Αμερικανικής Σχολής Κλασικών Σπουδών Αθηνών και πρόεδρος της Γεναδίου Βιβλιοθήκης Αθηνών. Για περισσότερες πληροφορίες τηλεφωνήστε στο 718-204 8900. You know, in Greece there are different interpretations of the same tradition, basically. There is, for example, the Angelopoulos or Simon Karas approach. There is the close to the three teachers that they did the reform in 1814. Have you taken any side, or what do you think of sides? And, what is your input or your...
Well, a couple of years ago, I was very concerned about this because this work that I am doing, the research that Frank Desby did, incidentally, Frank actually wrote, it's Dr. Desby now, because when he was alive, he actually wrote a PhD thesis on this whole subject, on the tuning of the Byzantine scales. He based his work on the tunings, not the original tunings, of the Chrysanthus tunings. As you know, as I'm sure most of you know, the original Byzantine tunings that were set down by Chrysanthus in the area of 1820 were later changed in 1881 by a patriarchal commission, and were more standardized into a scale that had 72
moria.
Okay, my pronunciation, you'll have to
forgive
me.
Oh, it's fine.
Moria. Okay, that was standardized. Okay, into 72, and so this is the system that Dr. Desby adopted. And several years ago, because I had worked with some chanters that had worked with some of the notation and had followed the teachings of Simon Carras, I was concerned about this, and you know that I was working on something that would soon become obsolete. I obtained all the books of Simon Carras and studied them, and was frankly a little bit overwhelmed by the complexity of that approach. And so I was a bit concerned about it, but later on, in fact, just recently, I guess there was some documents presented by the Archbishop of Greece that encourages now the Psalti in Greece to use the method of the three teachers. And I sighed a breath of relief because because my work and the work of Dr. Desby pretty much follows the work of the three teachers.
And this concludes the first part of our interview with Dr. George Stefanizakis. And as was mentioned before, the second part will be presented the following Saturday. And here are some snapshots of what will be presented next Saturday. Have a nice afternoon.
It's interactive so that you can turn off any of those things or turn them back on so that you can practice. You can practice your language, you can practice your singing or whatever it is that you want to practice by accessing the site. And of course, you can listen to it, and you also can print out the hymn. And you know, we all know, what a marvelous job our hymnographers did. If you look at the Greek text and the Greek music, how marvelous a job they did in combining the music with the text. I defy you to find more beautiful marriage of music and text than you find in the Orthodox Church. And that was done 1,000 years ago, people. No new hymns have been written in the Orthodox Church for 1,000 years. I love the Byzantine tradition in our church, but I also love the choral tradition that has developed over the years in America. And I think that we have to marry the two. We cannot let this art go by the wayside. We have to do whatever we can to preserve this art in America. We know you can go to Greece, and I can go to the smallest little chapel. I've been there, and I know. I can go to the smallest little chapel in the most remote island, and I can walk into a church, and I can find the Psalti singing gloriously. And in America, I can go to the biggest cathedral, and I can see a chanter who can barely sing. We're talking here in New York City. Now, that doesn't apply here in New York City, but I guarantee you go to Houston, Texas, you have trouble finding a good chanter.
I assure you we have problem finding a good chanter here as well. Dr. Stefanidakis, what would be the best way to contact you for whoever needs to get more information on your research and your projects?
Well, thank you very much for asking. Unfortunately, I don't have a website, but if you want to contact me, I do have an email address that you can write to me. It's STEFS at houston.rr.com.
Αυτός λοιπόν, φίλες και φίλοι, ήταν ο λόγος του Γιώργου Στεφανιδάκη, ομολογουμένος πολύ γλαφυρός και πολύ ρωμαλαίος. Ανανεώνουμε το ραντεβού μας λοιπόν με το δεύτερο μέρος της συνέντευξης του κυρίου Στεφανιδάκη το επόμενο Σάββατο 12:30. Σας αποχαιρετούμε με ένα παραδοσιακό τραγούδι, το πολύ γνωστό «Ξεκινά μια ψαροπούλα», σε ερμηνεία της Ξανθίπης Καραθανάση, της μεγάλης κυρίας του δημοτικού τραγουδιού, την οποία είχαμε τη χαρά να φιλοξενήσουμε και στο Άξιον Εστίν, βραβευμένη από την Ακαδημία Αθηνών για την προσφορά της στο παραδοσιακό τραγούδι. Από την Αρετή Τσιόλα, τον Άγγελο Λαμπούση και τον Νίκο Καραθανάση, ευχόμαστε ένα καλό απόγευμα. Μείνετε συντονισμένοι στο Cosmos FM, ακολουθούν πολύ ενδιαφέρουσες εκπομπές.